This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a staycation, Macy's has everything you need. Summer's almost here, and I'm so excited to take a trip with Bryn. We are planning it right now. We are heading to Macy's before we pack to grab new shoes we can wear all day with anything. I'm excited to lay in the sun with key pieces from Macy's, like my new Dolce Vita sandals and Levi's skirt. I am ready to relax and look and feel amazing. Oh, how good that sounds. Of course, I can't forget a new beach bag. I have been eyeing the collection of beach bags from Macy's, and I can't wait for you to see what I choose. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
All right, so it was BravoCon, and I wasn't there. I am not on Bravo, and but I love that I have such a good relationship with the experience now because I'm far enough away from it. You know when you break up with someone, and in the beginning you're angry or sad, and you're not far away from it, and you think about it, and what are they doing? When you first break up with someone, you think about, what are they doing? I miss them. I hate them. I'm angry. You're thinking about it. Good, bad. I'm so happy I'm not with them. Or I wish I was with them. Or you're drinking and want to call them. And when I first left Bravo, more so the second time, I think, because it was abrupt. I just decided not to go back really late. And then you're sort of wondering what's going on without you. You know, you're just curious and intrigued. And you still, it's like when you broke up with someone and you're still speaking to common friends for a while. And even the common friends know that you're kind of speaking to them because you want to know the information and you try to hold back and talk about other things. And then you ultimately get to the fact that you want to talk about that. But, oh, well, have you seen Joe anywhere? Like, how are you? How are the kids? How's that? What are we doing? You can go on for an hour and then have you seen Joe? And that's really why you called. So there'd be people that you'd speak to, producers, Bravo people, and you kind of want to get to it. And then you never really get satisfied by it. But it's a place that you left and you're happy you left. And people are telling you it's great that you left. And it's just, it's a process. So now it's BravoCon. And I've been away from Bravo for so long that it's so fun for me. It's like that ex that you can still be friendly with and text them something that's a funny inside joke and have no feeling, not be like, oh God, I want to get back together with them. And that's how it is now. I can talk to Andy. I can go do Watch What Happens Live. And it's funny because it's different. I never bring anything up because I really don't care. I don't think about the Housewives anymore. And the producers will always bring it up. Well, no, they, you know, we wish you were there, or we'd like to have you back. Or they bring it up thinking maybe one day you'll bite. And they know the difference too. They know, wow, she's really moved on. So BravoCon, I was actually proud of Bravo. Like, it was just different versus being like, oh, look what they did and it's a disaster and wanting it to be bad because you're not there. It was totally the opposite. I was watching being like, this is comical. I could finally watch this franchise the way that other people do and be like, wow, I can't believe she said that, he did that, that happened. And what's funny is that I have all the inside tea. I can find out anything I want. You know, someone called me and said, this person literally has an entirely different face. It doesn't look anything like it did before. And they definitely got work. And this one seemed like this. And this one was jealous of this. But by and large, Bravo did a good job because most of what was scandalous came out. That's their job, to just make sure that everybody knows everything that happened, whether it's Lisa Rinna getting booed or Erika Jayne talking about Doreen and PK's relationship or Jen Shah crashing somebody's hotel room because she wasn't invited to an event. I mean, they've mentioned it all. Everybody knows everything. So it's so juicy for everyone because everyone's just so satisfied by everything that they're getting. Even if it's not exclusive, it's just crazy and great to talk about. Kathy Hilton eating a hot dog on the red carpet, or, and you know, the thing about Bravo, like, you know, Kathy knows that that's going to get picked up and that people are going to watch, just like Erika knows talking about PK and Dorit is going to get picked up and everyone's going to watch. There's no too big a thing you could do. You could wear the Statue of Liberty crown as an outfit. It wouldn't be too big. You could wear crotchless chaps. It wouldn't be too revealing. You could tell somebody to fuck right off on stage. Well, that's what they want. So it's really a circus that you could be anything you want and say anything you want. So it's just must be so liberating. And like I said, they did such a great job. It's such a marketing and branding tool to drive into that franchise that I was happy to watch from afar. And then I did this Instagram sound and TikTok sound where it's like someone dancing and being like, do, 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 do. And they're like, hey, what you think? That's crazy. Hey, what you think? That's crazy. And I wrote on top of it, me talking to Andy the day after BravoCon. Like it was, you know, just a sound. And 90% of people were crying, laughing. Cause it's also me calling Andy to gossip, you know, like I wanting to care about the tea. And I, the first night it started, I was like, you text me any nuggets that are exclusive, you know? And everyone's so busy and in what they're doing. But then there were like probably 5% of trolls being like, well, you left there and you want to go back. That is false. If I wanted to go back, I could go back. That's a fact. And I left there, right, because I don't want to be there, but that's fine. That someone could be amazing without you wanting to be there. I could still appreciate it. I could think that someone I broke up with years ago is interesting and cool and happy for them, but I don't want to be with them. It doesn't mean if I'm looking at a picture of them or hear something about them that I think is entertaining that I want to get back together with them. So no, I don't want to be there, but I'm definitely now a faraway fan, which makes it so fun. And then other people in the comments saying, wait, what was it? It was more about that. You left and or stopped trying to be relevant by staying in. It's just, it's funny the way that people think like that, because it's just, I have a great relationship with the franchise and the experience and with BravoCon from afar. And, oh, well, then why didn't you go? I didn't go. I didn't want to go. I don't want to go. And I don't ever go to things that don't really have anything to do with me. I know that has something to do with me, but I don't want to be exposed in that way. It's just not what I want. It's so anyway, that sounds crazy. But yeah, I like to discuss and review Bravo in my own way from afar and in a different way. And in a person who paved the way for the women at BravoCon. I'm the first person that ever monetized reality television in my way. All of reality television. I'm the first liquor brand, the first book of the Housewives, the first person to monetize reality television in the world in that way. That is a fact. And everybody followed, from the cocktails to the brands to the wearing the merch in every scene. I mean, everyone. So I get to talk about it from afar and with it in the rear view. And that's really amazing. I will say that Erika answering the question of who would break up next. First of all, I have to be honest and say the question being asked is definitely provocative, charged, and not positive. Like, there's a line. Saying who's breaking up next is sort of like betting the don't pass line. So asking the question who will break up next is like being in a casino and betting the don't pass line. People don't like people who short stocks and bet the don't pass line. It's sort of, there's a negativity to it. People do well at it, but I'm not there for that. Then Erika saying, I feel bad, but, and answering it, Now, I also know that in the moment, the game's moving fast and you feel like you should answer questions and not be like, I'm not going to answer that. But you can always exercise that option. And then answering it with Dorit and PK, their name. Now, let's go through housewives' relationships. I mean, we don't have 2 years, so we can't really go through it. But let's go through Tom and Erica, and he's so supportive, and it's amazing, and he's always been my rock, and he's a great advisor, and okay, Tom and Erica. You know, me and Jason. Cynthia and whoever she's been with. Nene and Greg. Vicky and all of her her husband and her fiancés and her guy who had fake cancer. Like, relationships with Tamara and her ex-husband, Simon, Tamara, you know, and maybe the current husband. I bet you they're still together. Relationships are hard. That's just life. Relationships are hard. Most relationships aren't sustainable. Divorce is real. And I don't love someone discussing who's going to break up next, because it's not an interesting question or answer. Okay, so let's say PK and Dory, it seemed like they have some problems. She got robbed. That seems stressful. They've had public financial challenges. That seems stressful. They're on a reality show. I don't think they can live up to the finances that show on that show. That sounds stressful. Kyle and Maurice have been dragged through the press in so many different ways, whether it's that Dorit's having an affair with Maurice, which sounds ridiculous, whether it's alleged affairs, which also sounds ridiculous, or possible, because you know what? Everybody has problems in relationships. If you've been married for over 20 years and you're obsessed with your partner and you think they're the most amazing person in the world and you've never wanted to have sex with anyone else and you've never looked at someone else and thought they were attractive, if you never stressed out about money or about parental decisions or about being fucking just bored, or the way, you know, someone handles things, or they're boring and you're exciting, or you want to have more fun and they want to stay home more, or they want to have more fun and go out with the guys and you were more fun when you were younger because you're not as cute and fun because you know why, you're fucking running a household or managing your kids or doing whatever you're doing. Marriage is hard. It's hard. So I can guarantee you that Kathy and Rick have had their share of problems, that Bethany and Paul have had their share of problems, that Dorit and PK, and particularly after a robbery, have had their share of problems, that Erica and Tom, with an ocean of age difference between them and fucking a scandal of fraud between them, they've had problems. Everybody's had problems. So to get up on a stage and say, these people I think are going to break up next, puts more pressure on them press-wise. So if they're trying to either get out of a relationship or get deeper in, either way, this makes it harder. If they've just suffered a robbery and are dealing with a bunch of issues and not connected to each other, this puts more pressure. It also could say, you know what? Let's be stronger to prove them all wrong.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.